Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Welcome back to All of It on WNYC. I'm Allison Stewart. Thank you for spending time with me this hour. The duo, the Cactus Blossoms, their brothers, Jack Torrey and Paige Burkham. We'll get to the different last names in a minute. They hail from Minnesota and have a sound that harkens back to modern Americana and retro rockabilly. They've toured with Nick Lowe, Casey Musgraves. Perhaps their rarest distinction, though, is that they play themselves in an episode of Twin Peaks. If you're a Twin Peaks fan, this might jog your memory.
I'm going down to the sea. M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P.
Now the Cactus Blossoms have a new album called Easy Way. They're hitting the road and will stop by Bowery Ballroom. Paige and Jack, welcome. And Tyler, your brother came.
Yeah, we brought another one.
All right, so we can get it out of the way so then we can talk music. The last name thing. Why do you have different last names?
This is Jack here. I never thought I'd be in a brother band, so I thought it would be a good idea to change my name when I started playing music, you know, to be secretive on the internet, basically. But they found me out, and now all three of us brothers are playing together.
And is it a family name, or is it just a name you picked up out of?
My parents named me Torrey, so.
Oh, cool.
And I had to change that because it's a little bit of a girl's name. Boy named Sue syndrome.
Gotcha. Gotcha. It's the Kyle. It's Pat. So you guys grew up in Minneapolis. There's so much great music in Minneapolis. You have Soul Asylum, you have Replacements, you have Prince. When you were kids growing up, who did you listen to and who had a really big influence on you?
There's the Jayhawks, too.
Jayhawks,
and
right.
And Husker Du, mm-hmm. The Replacements. We definitely listened to some Jayhawks when we were growing up.
Gary Louris, great guy.
Yeah. Beatles were a big influence. What about you guys?
Man, about as far as what's a big influence, I mean, I think that in a way we were kind of late bloomers, especially me because I'm older than Jack, in the music that we got into that affected us and got us started playing music. It was more in our 20s, mm-hmm. that we heard like a lot of old folk music. I've seen some of the photos you have around here, some of the folks who've played here before in the New York folk scene and everything had a big impact on us. So that includes Bob Dylan. So
that guy.
Yeah.
Heard of him?
Yep.
Heard of him.
He's the local.
I know. You probably can't avoid him.
Local Minnesota guy.
How about for you, Tyler? I'm going to throw you in there, too.
Oh, man. Well, we grew up listening to a lot of the Beatles, mm-hmm. tons of the Beatles when we were kids, and I loved the Jayhawks. That first record came out when I was like 11 or something like that, and I loved it. I don't know.
Yeah. When did you start writing your own music? At what point?
I think I wrote my first song when I was 19 or something. But at that point, I thought, you know, there's enough songs out there that there really doesn't need to be another songwriter. So then it all just kind of happened accidentally after that. They just kept coming slowly but surely.
Was it your goal? I mean, were you thinking when you're 19, I'm going to be a professional musician? Or was this just something that was, you were creative and you needed to express yourself?
I thought I was going to be a loser folk musician. you know, some when you're into things that aren't commercially viable, you don't really get your hopes up that anything's going to happen with it. So.
And you are a loser folk musician.
Yeah, and I am.
It's all worked out. It all,
you guys are brothers.
It came full circle.
So, Paige, can't read believe everything you read on the internet, but there's this story out there about you guys that when you would play your original music, your own original songs, that you wouldn't tell people they were yours.
Yeah. I mean,
I did that, yeah.
But that's normal, isn't it? I mean, we'd throw...
No, it's not.
Well, you know, really what it was that, you know, one of the things we did when we were starting was just play like a 3-hour gig at a local bar, and we'd play, you know, tons of old country songs, and we didn't feel a big need to tell people which songs were old songs or which ones were ours, and it wasn't, you know, a matter of trying to fool people. It would just be kind of funny to start every song explaining what it mm-hmm. is. So we would just go, and we kind of realized after a while that sometimes people didn't know the difference. So then we figured out that our songs are pretty old-fashioned.
It was really fun, too, to have people, you know, see people singing along to a song they'd never heard before, and then afterwards say, I've always loved that song. Yeah. Cool, I wrote it last week.
Well, would you guys play something for us from the new record?
Yeah.
What's the first track you're going to play?
We're going to play Desperado.
It's Cactus Blossoms.
All right. First one of the day. We'll see how this goes.
Tell me, baby, what I gotta do. I've been waiting for a lifetime to find a girl like you. You're so cool, baby, I'm no fool. Takes one to know one, and I've found you. I'm just a desperado down by Mexico. I've been everywhere you wanna go. I'm just a desperado, always been alone. You're the only one who brings me home. Down by Mexico, I've been everywhere you wanna go. I'm just a desperado, always been alone. You're the only one who brings me home. You're
the Cactus Blossoms from their new album, Easy Way. Where did you write this record?
A little bit here and there. Not too much on the road because we're usually so busy driving and not sleeping. but a lot in Minneapolis at home and a lot at the studio in Chicago where we recorded, finished up songs the night before we go in the studio. I like to have a song finished before I start recording it.
It's a good plan. It's a good plan. What was different about making this record than your first one? What do you think?
Well, this time around, you know, there's the old saying that you have your whole life to make your first record, and then you have whatever a year or two to make your next one. And it felt a little bit that way in a great way because all the songs were new and fresh, and it felt exciting. The last record was exciting because we never spent that much time in the studio, but some of the songs felt a little old. You know, we'd been playing some mm-hmm. for a few years at the time. So this feels fun and fresh. That was, I think, the biggest difference.
Yeah.
What was the biggest difference for you, Paige?
You know, I think we experimented with some different sounds, and the music changed a bit over the years, too. And I don't know, we kind of just let whatever happened happen. So there's, I think the songs are, it's a little bit of a weird album, you know? The songs are different. There's a, everything's included, you know? We didn't really edit our ideas too much, so.
On one song, Paige is playing the bass pedals on an organ with his hands, and I was controlling the volume pedal with my hand, and That was a new thing on this record.
And no one will ever hear that.
They'll never hear it, but it's in there.
How did that come to be? Like, what's the conversation that you end up in that configuration?
How do we get this low, deep, swelling sound throughout the whole song? And use your hands. So we just got on the floor and did it.
It's just playing around. That's all. There's probably a better way to do it.
It's kind of MacGyver of you, though.
Experimental.
I'm curious if you guys believe, we've had a couple different artists in here who were siblings, and this idea of blood harmonies, this idea that siblings have some incredible ability to harmonize, and that it does sound different than even the most talented musicians who aren't related. Do you think there's something to that?
Well, I think it's the same reason if you call someone and they think it's the other person. You know, mm-hmm. Sometimes you don't know who's talking if you have it mixed up. And I think, sharing a voice that's similar but different probably lends itself to that. But, there's all sorts of people that are really good at singing together that aren't siblings, too. So I think time spent is a pretty big deal.
Yeah. So you think it's maybe proximity to each other more than...
I think if you trap people together and put them in a room for a few years, maybe they'll learn how to sing with each other and finish each other's sentences.
There's probably some weird vibration thing, too. There's some weird, probably some scientific explanation of vocal cords vibrating at, I don't know.
That sounds like science.
Not science.
I don't know. I'm just making it up.
My guests are Paige Burkham and Jack Torrey. They're the Cactus Blossoms. Their brother Tyler has joined them as well. I love the Black Keys. Love the Black Keys.
On the piano.
And you have Dan Auerbach on your record. How'd that come to be?
Dan got in touch with us.
And he's not actually on the record as a performer.
He's not on the record performing, and he didn't produce it or anything, but he got us down to Nashville, and we wrote some songs together with him and some of his songwriting buddies, and it was a few days, and we were just throwing out ideas and bringing some scraps to the table. And so it was really fun having him involved, and he got us kind of excited about songwriting again because we'd been on the road so much, lost touch with it for a second. Mm-hmm. So it was really fun to work with him and his friends, and we did Got a Lot of Love with him and Blue as the Ocean, which is with Dan and a great songwriter named L. Russell Brown. So that was... I don't really know how it all came about, synchronicity. People just call you out of the blue sometimes.
What did you get from that experience, Paige?
I think it just, it was kind of like spending a day at camp for us or something where it was like, hey, we're in Dan's playground, we're at his studio, see how he does things with his songwriting buddies, and we just get to kind of catch the vibe. Surf his wave. So it was fun.
Was there anything that you saw that you learned that you thought, oh man, we should try that. We should do that. That's interesting to me. About his songwriting process or about the way he records.
Well, we haven't gotten to record with him, but that would be exciting to see how he does that. Huh. We did get to hear his record. He's got an amazing studio. He was playing us his record Waiting for a Song before it came out. And, it's fun to see all the instruments he had. I found a bass there that I really liked, and it took me a year to find one just like it. So, you learn some tricks.
Was there anything that you wanted to do with this record that you just weren't able to? Either you ran out of time or the track didn't fit and you might go the next time around?
It's a long list, probably. We've put that all deep in our psyche in some... hidden away place.
Once we finished it, we just erased some of our memories.
But the album's called Easy Way, and we were joking that it really wasn't easy for us to make this record. I think I think from what I've heard, everyone who records, they kind of think the next one will be, easy.
Well, the next one will be.
Yeah, I know.
Now that we learned so much.
Yeah, exactly. But then your standards change every time, and you always want something that's a little out of reach. So.
And you change.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Yeah, the things that are moving you and inspiring you change because your lives change.
Absolutely.
Before I get to your last song, how did you guys end up in Twin Peaks? What's
that another story? It was another one of those things. Paige, you know better than me. You've listened to Dean Hurley talk about it.
Well, Dean Hurley is a guy who works with David Lynch. With I think he kind of runs a studio and mm-hmm. is a musical collaborator with him. And apparently, I mean, actually, we never asked how anything happened, because when you get a strange opportunity, sometimes it's best to just say, "All right, we'll be there." But I think that they heard about us somehow, and we made the
Dean,
cut.
Dean, you know, they just invited David us to do it. And the rest is mystery.
I like that.
Yeah.
The Cactus Blossoms are performing at Bowery Ballroom tonight at 8 o'clock. Their new album is Easy Way. Paige Burkham, Jack Torrey, and Tyler, I can't remember if it's...
Burkham.
Burkham, that's right. Stage name, Burkham. Thanks, you guys, for coming in. Will you play us out? Play
Absolutely.
One more song?
Yeah. We're gonna play one for all the insomniacs that might tune into the online stream later tonight when they can't sleep.
We rebroadcast at midnight, so.
All right, there you go.
All right, here we go.
This one's for you.
Two, one, two, three.
Three o'clock in the morning, and I'm all alone. Picked a number on the receiver of my telephone. It's been ringing over and over. It's been ringing since 2:00, 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'm calling you to take me away. Places that I go in my routine. 4 o'clock in the morning, and I'm calling you. Five o'clock in the morning, there's nothing to do. Clouds are turning brighter colors with a golden hue. Too late for drinking, too soon for coffee. I've been up for a few. 5 o'clock in the morning, and I'm calling you to take me away from the places that I go in my routine. 6 o'clock in the morning, and I'm calling you. I've been up for a few. 6 o'clock in the morning, and I'm calling you.